But a man would go out and just get too much to drink. A man could be just a drinking man. They used to control it and get out and get to having himself a good time, and maybe his physical condition that night might not be as such, and he gets drunk, and you have to take him home, or some of his friends have to take him. But now a man that goes out every night and he has about the same schedule and all, that's what you call the winos that drink wine. They got to have it just like you, mm-hmm. a fellow with a cigarette or something, see? Mm-hmm. So that's what you call a man that's a habitual drunkard. He's a drunkard because he's got to have it all the time. And if he doesn't get it, he just gets the DTs and shakes and all. Oh, it's pathetic. I'm glad to see that, you know, the government now is recognizing the drinking as a disease.
Yeah.
And up until recent years, they didn't. And it worked a hardship. But because a person that starts drinking and finds out that he can't handle it, he's in trouble. Now, some of them have the willpower to quit, stop. But a lot of them don't, and they just get worse. And so then so many people suffer. And like I told my two daughters, Olson said, well, Dad, I see nothing wrong taking a sociable drink. I said, well, what's right in taking a sociable drink? Because it doesn't help you. So, and I said, she said, well, I can take it or leave it. I said, how do you know? I said, the drunkard said that I can take it or leave it. So I said, if you don't ever take the first one, then you just won't have any problem with it. You won't have to know whether you can or not. You just won't be bothered. And then you know you won't be bothered.
What do you call the cheap hotels that cater to drunks and men that go in?
Oh, they call it in Atlanta flop house.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a man who isn't necessarily a drunk, who travels around the country maybe, and he doesn't have a job, and he just wanders around?
Oh, he's just a wanderer.
They used to
riffraff.
They used to ride trains.
Yeah, they called them hobos back in. But there was a lot of people that were not hobos back during the Depression. Mm. Rode the trains to get, trying to get somewhere to get a job. You know.
Tell me what you know about drugs and drug addicts.
Actually, I know very little about drugs. When I was in service, we didn't have any problem with it. When I was in school, we didn't have any problem. It's a modern thing. But from my own personal observation, I was over here eating lunch one day, and it really did me a lot of good. It helped me. Because this boy, young man, drove his car up. And how he got the car into this McDonald's over on Ross Road, I'll never know. But I saw his mother, apparently it was mother, because he favored the woman. And the man looked to be 18, 19 years old, and the mother looked to be 45 or 50. She was trying to get him to come and get in her car so she could take him home. And I noticed that they had just about the length of two cars to walk. And that fellow, I could tell that he was on dope because from my observation, a drunk, when he gets drunk, he staggers, he weaves from one side to the other. But a man that's on dope, it affects his nervous condition and his equilibrium, and he kind of just rocks up and down, kind of bounces, you know, this way. And when he falls, he usually just falls flat right on his face, whereas a drunk will stagger, fall up against something, then fall down sideways, or even backwards sometimes.
This
woman finally succeeded in getting him in and left. And I didn't know for sure, but I just couldn't help but believe, and I noticed the difference of handling drunks, because all I had to fool with when I was in service was alcohol and drunks, because it didn't have the dope thing.
What do you think it did take him? You got any idea?
I have no idea, because I don't know one from the other. Mm-hmm.